Okay, sorry about the delay.
抱歉，稍微迟了一点。
Okay, but we'll get started now, and we should have three 40-minute sessions before we finish off.
我们今天会大概会有三个40分钟的阶段来上这个课。
We usually have about a 10-minute break between each 40-minute session, so that finishes off just before 5 o'clock.
然后中间再加上我们可能大概有两次中场休息10分钟，所以差不多就在5点钟可以结束。
Okay, and today's lesson, what we're going to be doing, and it could probably take another few lessons, we're talking about sort of the difference between God's absolute status, He is absolute God, and His character, and then we're looking at the differences between Satan's attitude towards God and then the attitude of a great believer, so we can see a clear contrast there.
好，我们呢今天要继续讲的这个主题呢，我们在两个多礼拜前开始，大概还会再讲几个礼拜哈。就是我们先了解到，就是上帝他的一个非常绝对性的一个状态，好，还有他的特质。那跟上帝相比呢，撒旦他又是怎么样呢？这都是我们今天要来研究的。那同时还有一些很伟大的信徒，他们是如何来面对这样子的一个不同的挑战。
See, God sets the standard for what is right and what's wrong.
那上帝呢，他的这个特质呢，就是他提供了我们一个非常明确的一个状态，什么是对，什么是错。
And using the example of Lucifer, and scripture is very clear about his mental attitude towards God, he is the most negative extreme. You know, he is the extreme opposite of what we should be or how our attitude should be towards God.
而在圣经里面有非常明确的描述呢，就是路西佛代表的是非常负面的一个表征。
And as far as we're capable of as believers in Christ, we go to the other extreme, which is looking at the examples of the great believers. And in our recent studies, we've got down to David. We're sort of still talking about the line of Jesus Christ. And we're coming up to where we're going to be talking about David. So this will segue us, meaning it'll be a sort of a transition point to help us to go into David, to study about David.
而从认识路西佛他这种非常极端负面的角色呢，我们也要从非常伟大的这些信徒基督徒的身上呢，去学习什么叫是非常正确的那一个方向。那今天我们差不多就是要谈到大卫，他就是给了我们一个可以知道如何扭转的一个所谓的turning point， 就是转捩点，他怎么样我们可以转变成是一个很好的一个基督徒。
So there's quite a few concepts there that we'll be looking at, but hopefully you can see the overall picture of what we need to achieve or try to comprehend.
所以在今天的这个课里面会给我们一个很完整的图像，就是在我们的头脑里我们应该如何的教导我们自己能够做到这样。
And it's something I don't really want to rush, so it might take a few lessons before we begin to see the concept more clearly.
好，那而这样子的主题呢 ，Tim 是绝对不希望太赶着把课给讲完，因为他希望我们完全的进入这明确的这个图像里，什么是对，什么是错，怎么样成为一个很好的信徒。
Okay, so that's for the introduction. Now we can name our sins, and we'll get started with the lesson.
好，经过刚才的这个介绍，我们现在要来反弹，然后开始今天的课程。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word.
感谢天父给我们今天的机会，能够有这个时间好好的研读你的话语。
We pray that by the things that we're learning, we can understand what is your will for our lives.
经由我们今天的学习，希望我们能够真正的了解你要教导我们在生命中重要的事情。
And that through these things, we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而经由这样的学习，我们也可以得到这个恩典，能够以耶稣基督为榜样的去生活。
We pray these things in Christ's name.
我们祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
One thing we should anticipate in the global, we say geopolitical scheme of things, which means on the global scene of what's happening in the world and politics and things like this, there's definitely a cold war going on between like the two superpowers, that's mainland China and the US.
我们当然还是要必须对这个整个是全球的一些政治状态啊，要花一些心思去关心，因为很明显的现在全球最大的两个超级强国哈，一个是中国，一个是美国，是有一点点要进入冷战的状态。
And as part of this Cold War which we're in, there's a lot of, how do you say, we say sparring, it's almost like conflict.Whether it's in trade or whether it's in diplomacy, and especially now with things like the internet and communications between all the systems that are used.、Mm-hmm. So for example, like, you know, the problems with Huawei, and now there was the ByteDance thing. Have you heard about that? TikTok, like TikTok is being banned in India and the United States, things like that.
尤其是、哦、像很多这些贸易的事情外交的事情、哦、然后甚至这些在高科技上面的一些竞争、哦、都其实最像最近的华为的事情还有抖音的、哦、这些事情 都已经明显的就是看起来好像是超越了政治 的冷战它是连这些贸易 的部分科技的部分都全部都进入一种战争的拉扯的感觉
And a lot of nations now they're increasing their military strength because they're expecting some kind of a war possibly to break out or maybe not exactly expecting it but they're preparing for the worst.
那有些国家也开始增加他们的军力因为他们也会担心万一这种互相拉扯的这种压力突然会爆发一些战争。
Now one thing we have to realize that everything is in the plan of God and that nothing is going to surprise God.
但是我们要必须要了解就是所有的事情都是在上帝的控制中没有任何事情是会让上帝惊讶的。
So whatever happens, we're safe.
所以无论发生什么事情我们都是安全的。
Even if you die from a nuclear bomb, you're safe because of course you're going to go straight to heaven and you'll be very, very happy.
就算有了这个核子弹爆炸我们也是很安全的因为我们就直接可以去天堂见上帝我们会很开心的
But one thing that we cannot deny and this is historically proven time and time again and if there is another war it's not going to be any different is that communication always breaks down So in every war you know, the first thing the governments try to do is stop communications there's a blackout of the news and people being able to contact each other
而且有一件事情我们必须要了解哈，就是从历史上每一次战争的发生前第一个就是我们的所谓的联系会断掉
One of the weapons that major superpowers have at their disposal it's not just nuclear weapons what they call like neutron bombs or using electromagnetic pulses to basically destroy the electric system
而且呢现在的科技已经是很可能会发生的就是所谓中子炸弹哈就是它会第一个会在所有的建筑物都没有任何影响的情况下把所有的这个电子系统全部摧毁。
And when that goes, the internet goes.
而这就是我们的这个 internet 网络的一个状态它就是会被立刻被终止。
And when that happens, yeah, we won't be able to do classes online like this.You'll be relying on the doctrine you have in your soul, or maybe you've got some books at home or something. But
or the recording should be downloaded.
Exactly. Well, I keep telling people that. So that too, that's very important.
所以当那个时候发生这种电讯全部终止的时候呢，我们的课程我们要继续属灵生命的成长，就只有靠我们之前已经记忆中的这些经句的学习，还有或者是你有书本。或者是你已经把我们前面所课程的录音都已经把它下载下来到你自己的电脑里了。
But if the electric system goes down, you can probably listen to recordings for a day or two, and then you won't be able to recharge your phones, and then...
The batteries,
well, okay. But ultimately, you're going to be in a situation, you might even have to be put on a death march or something, that, you know, the worst scenario. Ultimately, you're going to be relying on what you've got stored up in your soul.
Or Bible
or in books. But sometimes you can't even take that. You know, you get governments, they take over a country and they put you all in prison or something. Now I'm looking at the worst. This is worst case scenarios, but you have to be prepared for that.
就是在最糟糕的状况啊，我们必须要有所准备。就是那个可能都连电力都没有了，所以就算你下载了什么东西在你的电脑里，你也看不到，你手机也不能用了。那只书不见得你可以随身带着都有哈。所以最终我们必须要依靠的是我们脑子里记得的金句。
Yeah, but it's not just like if a war takes place, every day when you walk out of your house, you're actually involved in a conflict of some sort. It's just the people that you meet every day. You're in conflict, you're in a battle the whole time.
而且不只是说要发生战争才会有这种状态，我们其实每天出门都可能会有非常多的冲突，跟你的四周的一些人事物都可能有各种冲突。
Yeah, this is the devil's world, and Satan is going to do his best he can to discredit the witnesses. And we are witnesses. We are the witnesses for Jesus Christ.
而因为这个世界呢是被撒旦所控制的，所以他们会尽其所能的让我们这些上帝的见证人好变成是没有信用的。
Yes, and one of the strategies, of course, is to limit the amount of doctrine that we're able to take in. And so if he can destroy the internet usually is for his advantage, but you know, we use it to our advantage as well.
而且呢，他一定会想办法哈，阻止我们这些基督徒呢，能够可以记得圣经越少越好，因为圣经是我们所有的做事的准则。他说你记不得了，他就得胜。
Yeah, but again, if a cold war does come on, one of the first things that countries like to do is close down their borders and not allow the flow of information, not just from outside the country, but within the country as well.
而当冷战发生的时候啊，各国第一件事情呢，就是把你的这个边界关闭，所以你无法进出。同时呢，不只是在国外，跟国内之间，各城市省份之间，也可能全部都无法互通讯息。
That means the governments can control the information, and that means that there's more power to them. If they can control the flow of information, and they can control what's coming out, what you're hearing on the news and on the internet, that's to their advantage.
而对政府来讲，他就是要控制所有的讯息的传递，好，所以他能够管得越多，他的力量就越大。
Okay, but that's why we do have to remind you that whatever information you have available to you in terms of doctrine, you need to have it stored up somewhere, like in your notebooks is good, at home on your computers, but more importantly, it needs to be in your soul. So that's where the Holy Spirit can use it.
所以我们要再次强调，就是所有的资讯有关神给我们的经句教义，最重要的就是要把它储存起来，但是这储存的地方不只是电脑或你的手上的笔记本，更最重要的是能够存在你的魂里。
And don't be surprised if one day you find that you no longer have access to doctrine and that war's broken out, because I read the news a lot and I get information from other people as well. And putting all the facts together, the world is going into decline in many areas. Not just social decline, but political decline and economic decline. And these are all factors which usually in a big war somewhere. Everything's in decline, including the influence of the church in the world. And that's a big factor, which means that war could break out.
所以从各种讯息看来，这个整个世界 不只是在经济、政治，或者网络的社交媒体，很多很多的事情都是在向下。Decline means
getting worse and worse.
都在越来越糟糕的状态，好，所以我们必须要理解是这些越来越糟糕的状态，我们应该要怎么样去准备。
One very important, what we call a red flag, and a red flag is like waving to show a warning sign, is that the United States is imploding in society. And I say imploding, you read about all the social problems, the protests, the rioting in the United States. The divisions in the politics, the fighting that goes on in the White House. There's so many things wrong about the United States, but they are still the client nation. And when the client nation is in such a decline, this is a warning flag that the rest of the world is going to have trouble.
我们了解美国其实是上帝的 代理国在目前这个世界上。那而美国最近的状态，大家看出来他们两党之间的那种非常恶劣的一个缠斗，好，然后他的经济的状况，他的这个人际的状态，各种事情都在越来越糟糕的状况下，那作为一个神的代理国，全世界最重要的神的代理国的话，他从他的表现就可以看到出来，这个世界正在挥起红色的警告旗，让大家知道其实世界是有问题。
But when you look at the course of history, this is perfectly normal. In fact, this is expected to happen. Because when you look at the history of client nations, we've talked about this before, that the trend is always westward from Jerusalem, and then of course through Europe, and then across to America, and then westward. The client nation has always gone westward around the world.
因为从历史上我们看得出来，就是神的代理国呢，它本来就是在不同时期的时候是在逐渐的从以色列向西，地球的西边移动，从以色列然后到罗马，欧洲完了是英国嘛，英国到美国，所以现在看起来就是这个神代理国又要向西移动了。
That's the westward trend of client nations, and there's no reason why it's not going to continue on crossing the Pacific to like Taiwan and China, and it'll keep moving west until it gets around the world.
这个在历史上很明确的一个神的代理国向西行的这个状态呢，不可能永远停在美国，所以现在美国的向下后退的那种感觉很明显的，就可能是神的代理国要向西移动了，所以有可能它就会是在台湾，甚至到了中国，甚至在接下来还会再从中国再往西边行。
And historically, the client nation has always, whatever the client nation has been, it's gone into decline, and then the next nation has picked up from there. So whether it was talking about Rome, you talk about the fall of Rome, and then the client nation moved into Eastern Europe, and then across to Western Europe, and then to England. And all of these nations have sort of fallen, they've gone into decline before the next nation, or it's sort of, there's been a transition point where the next nation picked up.
从整个历史上面的观察，你可以看得到，过去神的代理国都是当他有点沉沦的时候呢，才会移动到下一个国度。所以当以色列有状况向下沉沦了，到罗马，然后罗马之后到了东欧，然后东欧到了西欧，西欧到了英格兰，然后才到美国。
Okay, and you know, we're sort of next in line, though we need to be ready for it so that we can be part of that great privilege, maybe seeing the next client nation formed in this part of the world, that we could see that.
所以我们现在其实应该可以想象说我们有可能好，这边在亚洲这边将会兴起新的神的代理国，所以大家都要准备好。
But at the same time, we should be praying for the client nation US as well, and praying for the pastors here that they're doing their job properly, praying for the leaders like, you know, Trump and even Biden if he gets in, because we rely on their doctrinal support to provide the information that we need.
但是在这个节骨眼呢，我们其实应该要为美国祷告，希望他们的领导人，不管是将来是川普还是拜登，好，他们，我们都要为他们祷告，因为我们就算要承接这个神的代理国的任务，我们也都需要像美国这么强大的，曾经这么强大的一个基督教国家，可以把相关的圣经教义可以教导给我们。
Yeah, it's always part of Satan's strategy to destroy the client nations as well, because they are providing the salt unto the earth through the gospel activity within those nations and through missionary activity and through the influence of stability in society.
而撒旦呢，最大的一个诡计就是要毁灭神的代理国，但是这神的代理国要提供我们其他国家很重要的这个教义的影响力，好，包括福音，包括事工，好的传播。
You see, principles of freedom, which are very important for the proper operation of the church, have always come out of the client nation.
而且呢，最重要的事情呢，是有一个宗教自由的这个概念。那这样的话，这些所谓教会才能够非常自由的传教。
Satan hates freedom. You know, he's always trying to control. That's part of his modus operandi, his way of operating.
而撒旦呢是最恨自由的，因为他就是要希望不要有这种自由，他才能够控制。
you can sort of define whether a nation is following God's plan, I guess, as a client nation or not, depending on how much freedom there is available within that society, within that country.
其实你要定义一个是不是成为神的代理国的这个国家，它最重要的就是看它是不是提供很清楚的自由。
And see, God gives us freedom, but with that freedom comes responsibility. And governments try to take away both. They try to take away your freedom, and they try to take away your responsibility and say, oh, you don't have to worry about things. We'll take care of you.
所谓神的代理国，它一定会有两件事情，一个就是自由，第二个就是所有的人民是有自由之外，人民是有责任感的。而撒旦他想要做的就是说，哦，你们不要有自由，因为你们也不需要负责。所以越是不需要人民负责的国家，他越不给你自由。
Just give us your loyalty and then we'll take care of you.
而且呢，他们会，那个，这种国家会说，你只要对我效忠，我就会照顾你们。
And one way we'll take care of you is by making sure you're secure. So we'll get all the information from the internet. Then we can watch out for who the terrorists are. And we can watch out for the burglars and the criminals. But what they're doing is they're basically putting everybody under their control.
而他们想要给你整个照顾你的方法就是要控制所有的讯息，经由控制讯息里面也把你的自由给拿走了。
Again, it's Satan's strategy to try to control and, you know, take away your privacy, take away your freedom, because that gives him more control.
所以撒旦呢，他的策略就是把你的隐私跟自由拿走，他才能够完全的控制。
But within God's plan, and it doesn't matter what kind of society you live in, because some people live under very strict societies, but God does give us freedom in the spiritual realm. Even if you're sometimes not free physically,You can be free in the spiritual realm.
Realm.
R-E-A-L-M. Means in the spiritual life, I guess.
Okay. 好，但是呢，这个自由我们要了解，这是上帝给我们的很重要的恩典，哦，就是就算有些人状况是他没有身体的自由，但他都会有属灵的自由，他都会有灵性的自由。
You got the idea, but again, just, you know, don't be surprised if war breaks out and the internet breaks down and you've got no electricity and no gas to cook your eggs or whatever like that. You know, these things do happen sometimes.
所以呢，重点是刚刚讲以上的话，就是说大家要准备好，是有可能突然你没了 internet, 你没有了电，你甚至没了这个瓦斯，你很可能什么相关的这些现代化的设施都没有了，那但是我们心里要有所准备。
One of the ways that you will be tested is when God takes everything out of your life. So really you've got nothing except you might have a slight heartbeat, you're breathing a little bit, and then you've got doctrine in your soul, and that's all you've got.
就说当那一天到来，神将所有四周我们所有的资源都拿光的时候，你可能还剩下你的是呼吸，但还有你在你头脑里已经装好的这些圣经教义。
Okay, and later on I'll give you an example. The recent movie that's come out, and I'll present this and tell you about it that you can watch it for homework, and then we'll use it as a study.
好 ,Tim 等一下会来介绍一部电影，是2019年的一部片子。好，那觉得这个片子他认为但是很适合我们现在去想刚才讲的这个话题。
For now, we'll get back to the study of where we're talking about the comparison between God's character and Satan's ideals, shall we say, his thinking, and we'll eventually come into talking about the way that David was thinking, his attitude towards God.
好，那我们今天呢要来谈的就再来继续往下谈的就是神他的特质跟撒旦他的一些想法，那然后呢再来谈到一个伟大的信徒大卫他的态度。
Okay, so just to review a little bit, we were looking at the word Yahweh, you know, the word Jehovah, which describes God's character, that he is this absolute God.
之前讲到耶和华，哦，他的这个几个字所代表的意义就是他的神的特质。
Okay, and also that means his plan. His plan comes out of his thinking, so his plan is going to reflect his character.
而这呢也是代表着他的计划，因为他的计划是神的计划，来自神的想法，然后也是来自于他神的特质性格。
For example, God is righteous, so everything he does, all the decisions that he makes in his plan, they're going to be righteous decisions.
比如说神他的性格是非常的公义的，所以他所有的计划，他的所有 的做法都将是站在神的绝对的公义下所出现的。
And God is just, so that means whatever his righteous says is right, with his justice he will bless.
而神呢是公正的，所以只要是他经由他来判决的都是基础都是在神的公正上。
And whatever God's righteous says is right,is wrong, sorry, if anybody does wrong, then his justice will punish that.
而所以在神他的公义的概念中，他认为这是错的，他的判决也将是给他这个判决他是错的。
And this is manifest through his plan, whether it's for the angels or whether it's for humans.
而这根据他的这个计划，不管这是对人或者是对那些天使，都是以同样的方式对待。
Okay, and remember with God's absolute status, that never changes. So, you know, God's plan is an eternal plan, but it's been in his thinking forever.
而神呢，他是一个永恒的神，所以他所有的计划都是从过去到现在到未来都是一样的。
But then we see Satan on the other hand. Satan can only make declarations about how he wants things to be. And that's where we had the five I wills. Declare.
而撒旦呢，他去却是一个经由他自己的一个表白，好表明他要他的五个他要，才有他的整个撒旦的一个状态。
Okay, we looked at Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15. It was here, I think. 12 to 15.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节。
And he said, "I will descend into heaven."
好，这是我们在复习上一次讲的，就是我第一个我要升高到。天堂。
I will exalt my throne above the stars, that's the angels of God.
那我是在所有的神的星星之上，那代表的就是讲的是那些他会在所有的天使之上。
Remember, he also said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. That means where the angels all come together. So he'll be above the
congregation,
angels.
Including the human go to heaven, I think.
Remember though that when he made this declaration, there was no humans at that point.
好，然后呢，他会将在世界的北方的山，这个会众的山上高坐。
There's a few statements here also.It's probably different aspects of his ruling, but ascending above the heights of the clouds. So that's ascending over the angels as well, to be at the top of the angels.
然后他也会呢，升高在超过云的高度，也就是意思也是在讲的是在所有天使之上。
And then the ultimate statement said, I will be like God.
那最终的第五个他要，就是他要像神。
Okay, that's time up. So, we'll have a 10-minute break.
好，我们来休息十分钟。